Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay, brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
I have Kara in studio from the Box Factory, and she is just as busy as we are here at the station, right?
Yep, lots of stuff going on.
For anyone who does not know what the Box Factory is, let's start there.
We are an arts organization. We have three galleries that we display mostly local artwork, local slash regional artists. And we also have a stage area where we have concerts and theatrical performances, presentations, all kinds of stuff on the stage. And then we also have studios where artists rent out as tenants, and that's where they create their artwork. And we also have a couple like businesses that are there. Like, we have a law office and a couple other actual businesses, not just studio and artist type businesses that are going on.
Location.
We are at 1101 Broad Street.
Okay, that is right in St. Joe.
It is. It's right at the bottom of the hill going down Broad Street.
So for anyone who's unfamiliar, I guess you're open regularly and you can just come in and visit anytime. And
we're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 4.
Okay, Monday through Saturday, 10 to 4. Where can I keep up with everything that you basically just told me in addition to the events we're going to talk about today?
Yeah, well, you can always look at our website, boxfactoryforthearts.org. And we're also on Facebook, and that we put all of our information on there as well.
Perfect. So find them there. Let's talk about what has been keeping you guys so busy. I know you're just preparing for the MAC show?
Yep, for the MAC show. The Michiana Annual Art Competition is our largest show of the year. It's juried. This year we had 236 entries, and 96 were accepted. And so we've been hanging this week, and it's all going to be ready for Friday, June 15th. That's when our opening is. It's at 5:30 to 7:30. So I know there's a lot of other stuff going on Friday. The biennial for the Krazzle, the NTAA Art Hop. So we're first. So we're the first thing that starts. So come to us first, and then you can go to the other things going on.
So that's opening. However, those pieces will be hanging for how long?
They will go through July 28th.
July 28th. So they'll be there through pretty much the entire month of July. Now, run me through the process of, I guess, what were the qualifications in order to get registered to be chosen for this?
Yeah. So we asked Michiana residents, artists who are within, you know, Northern Indiana, Southwest Michigan. That kind of goes pretty broad. It goes kind of up to Grand Rapids, over to Kalamazoo. So we have a lot of really talented artists in our area, and so it's a great way to be able to showcase them. So we have an entry period, and that was in April. And then we hand over all of the images to our jurors. And this year we had two jurors, Shannon Eakins and Mark Dombrowski. They're both from Southwestern Michigan College. And they chose which pieces they wanted to be in the show.
Holy cow. So I'm just curious now. Do you have 96 pieces, or does each 96 of the artists have multiple pieces that are on display?
No, it's 96 pieces.
Got
it. So there are a couple artists who have multiple pieces, but majority are just one artist.
Is it just any kind of art, or was it painting? Okay, so
So we had a few different categories. We had painting, drawing, glass, ceramic, sculpture, mixed media, digital media, and photography.
Wow.
I think I said them all.
Do they have their own displays then, obviously? How do you guys have these hung in at the Box Factory?
So before, we've just kind of put them all together, putting different pieces next to each other to make them both look better. Sometimes if you took two pieces of artwork that are really amazing, but somehow to get next to each other, they kind of can take away from each other,
that's
depending on what type.
That's all part of the process,
too. So curating is a very large part of this show, because you want to make sure everyone's pieces stand out and that they all look the best that they can. So this year, I actually decided to put all of the winners. So we have a best of show,
okay.
And then we also have best of each category. And I put all of those into our Williams Gallery. Just trying something new to mm-hmm. see. But then everything else is kind of is all throughout the building and throughout our Whitlow and Riverwalk Gallery as well.
Awesome. So, I mean, I think what this gives you the opportunity to do is go and see just some of the local artists that are mm-hmm. around us that you might be able to seek artwork out furthermore
yeah.
by checking out who they are and what uh-huh. they do.
And sometimes it's cool because you might notice a name and you might not necessarily yeah. know that they did artwork.
Yeah, wait,
and
they take pictures?
Yeah,
they
and
paint?
You're like, wow, they're really talented.
Exactly.
And it's kind of cool to see your, you know,
yeah.
friends, neighbors.
So starting this Friday, the 15th.
Friday the 15th. Through July 28th.
Okay, very good. So they'll all be on display and you can go and check everything out. Mm-hmm. And congrats to everybody that made it there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for sure.
So that's happening. And then wanted to touch base on all the other craziness that you've got going on. You have some summer concerts
we
that we
do.
Can go and
so,
attend.
Saturday, June 16th, mm-hmm. We have a concert, The Men of River Song. So River Song Music Society is a group that's been around for a long time and they kind of get together, create music together, but then they also have presented concerts in different venues. And so this is just some of the men that are part of that group and they cool. are getting together to perform for everyone, sing-alongs.
Free show?
Folk. It's $10
for
the show.
Mm-hmm. Do we buy tickets in advance or at
you
the door?
You can buy tickets on our website or you can or on Facebook or you can also get them at the door.
Okay, so that's the 16th.
Mm-hmm.
Even more that you are working on, right?
Yep. We have a lot. So next Thursday, the 21st, we have Coastline Children's Film Festival. They are having films throughout the summer at the Box Factory. This one is going to be Tesoros, and it's about it's in Spanish with English subtitles, and it's about these little kids who are trying to find treasure.
Fun.
I haven't seen it yet, but it sounds, from the description, it sounds really great.
So this is part of the Coastline Children's Film Festival.
Mm-hmm. So that's their name, but they've been trying to, in March, they have like an actual festival where they have uh-huh. Films at all these different locations, but they're trying to branch out and have it at more different times during the year. So
yeah.
throughout the summer, they're having stuff at our place.
So how does that work? Does children, parents, family welcome to come and watch
yeah.
these?
Yep. Anyone. This one is G. There are a couple that are
okay.
might be PG or so make sure to, if you're looking at some of the films, make sure to look at them to
yeah.
see ages. But this one is G and it looks like a cute film for...
Well, what's the timing for these? What time of day
is it? These are at 6.
Okay.
So Thursdays, there's one each month.
Okay, so mm-hmm. one each Thursday of the month, mm-hmm. or one Thursday each month, 6 o'clock. And then how much does it cost to go and take part
these
in this?
These are free. We do ask for a donation,
mm-hmm.
but just because Coastline Children's Film is also a nonprofit, but...
Yeah.
They're free to attend.
Perfect. Okay. Am I missing anything else you wanted to discuss?
We do have one more concert that's
yeah.
coming up on June 29th.
Okay.
That's going to be the Lake Effect Jazz.
Fine.
And they're always wonderful. That concert's going to be $10 as well. And
okay.
again, you can get it on our website, boxfactoryforthearts.org.
Perfect. We just covered a whole lot. However, I think if you are looking for something to do right here in the area this summer, or you mm-hmm. have guests coming in from out of town, the Box Factory is the perfect place to bring them to check out some local art and concerts mm-hmm. and some events,
yeah.
right?
Lots of stuff.
So the MAC show, I'm going to do a general recap real quick
yep.
here. Opening on June 15th, and then it will be on display through July 28th.
Mm-hmm.
How I remembered that, I
yep.
don't know.
You're good.
96 different pieces.
Yep.
Okay, so mm-hmm. all on display.
Yeah.
You've been working hard to get those ready to roll
we
this
have.
Week.
Yep.
summer concerts, they happen not only this month, but you'll have them month to month, right?
Yes, we have okay. concerts going on throughout the summer.
Yeah, easiest way to keep up with those, the mm-hmm. website and Facebook
website
page?
Or Facebook. So website, again, is boxfactoryforthearts.org.
Okay.
Or our Facebook page, you just look up Box Factory.
Do most of these have a ticket fee that's involved?
All of our, we call them our unwrapped concerts,
uh-huh.
They're all $10.
Okay. $10. Mm-hmm. How long do these typically last?
They usually are 7 to 9.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, so you can go get dinner after or before.
Exactly.
And make a night of it.
Okay. Now, I've been to the Box Factory before for certain events, and there's a bar. Is that just for people's, like, particular events that they might be holding?
It's for some events. Most concerts we do have alcohol available.
Perfect.
For purchase, but yeah, it does depend on the concert.
Yeah, it's good to know, though, that mm-hmm. it might be possibly available. So check into that, again, by just heading to their Facebook page, website, and then keep in mind that they also offer that Coastline Children's Film Festival mm-hmm. One Thursday of each month. So in order to find out more about that, same thing, posted
yep,
at all
same
those
thing,
outlets.
All okay. them. We also have a banner in front of our building that has Perfect. The dates for the Coastal Children's Festival. So if you happen to be driving by Broad yeah. Street, check that out too.
Real quick, because we have just one more minute left. What is it that you will then transition into working on going into July? Can we get a sneak peek of that?
Well, we have our next exhibition series. So it's just going to be more artwork, three different artists.
Okay.
So stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned. Be listening for details. I'm sure you'll come back and tell
yes,
me who they
I
are
will.
And when everything goes up and is ready to roll. And in the meantime, just keep in mind that you should watch the Box Factory's website. Otherwise, just stop in anytime that they're open and check them out. And mm-hmm. Thanks for coming to tell
yeah,
me about
thanks
it.
Thanks for letting me.
Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay. Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.